Good morning, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish on my podcast, Let There Be Light. Today is daily LO Daily Insight number 14. So we continue to discuss and study chapter 27 of Psalms, Perek Chav Zayin of Tehillim. As I mentioned, that this theme of this chapter is reflective of the very essence of Elul, which is man's yearning desire to get closer to God and his spiritual presence in this world, as authored by King David. And today we focus on the words Ashira Vazamra Lashem. I will sing and I will make music or to Hashem. And the reason I'm hesitating, I'm translating the words Ashira Vazamra, is because in English doesn't seem to capture the difference of what the actual word Shira or Zemer means. Ashira is in the verb sense. I will sing Vazamra, I will make a Zemer. But what does it actually mean? And is there actually a difference? Are they just two synonyms, Shira and Zemer? If they are, what does that mean to us? Do they mean something differently? And how do we understand that? So I just want to preface this by saying this question can lead to a much deeper understanding, not just about the Torah, but how we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. So the last mitzvah, it's very interesting, the last mitzvah of the Torah, the 613th mitzvah of the Torah, is the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. That takes place in the end of Parshas Vayelech. And the Torah says the following words, very interesting words. The Torah doesn't say, thou shalt write a Sefer Torah. What the Torah says, Va'ata kisvu li es ha-shira hazos, you shall write for me this Shira. Now, Shira is a song. So why does Hashem tell the Jewish people to write a song, and he's referring to the Sefer Torah? Why didn't he just say, write a Sefer Torah? And the answer is, the rabbis have taught us, is because a Shira, a song, just like a song comes from the depths of a person's neshama, the depths of a person's soul, that is why, so too, the Torah is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes from the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Atam Kisvuli, as a Shira Zos, write this song. Basically, this is Hashem's song. So, Hashem's song means it's from the very depths and the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Almighty Himself. So how does that apply to us? It applies to us is that when we engage in Shira, we're singing. It's not just an external expression of verbal noise, but rather it's the expression of a person's soul. That is why sometimes we find music so moving, is because it's not just the noise, it's not just the sounds, not sweet sounds, it's also that, but it's also the very essence of a person's neshama coming forward. That's why so many people try to infuse their tefillos, their prayers with songing, with songs and singing and kumzitzes. And the reason is because we want the neshama to rise to the top. So that's the idea of a shira. Now what's the idea of a zemer? Zemer, the rabbis have taught us, is much more of an external expression. So for example, the Torah says, lo sizmor, it's pruning. You shall not prune. So the idea of zemer is, we're just going to prune the externals. So in order to let something be revealed, but it's not like an expression from the depths of the pnimios or the essence. So that's the difference between Shira and Zemer. Shira is a much higher, lofty form of expression. It's an expression of the depths of a person's neshama. And Zemer, on the other hand, it's also a madrega, a level in avodas Hashem, the service of Hashem, but it's not as deep as the shira. So what King David says is, Ashira v'azamra l'Hashem. He's saying, I want my expression to avodas Hashem to be on the level of a shira, meaning the depths of my neshama should come out. But even if it can't be that, it should be at least be a zemer. It should at least be a zemer. So the avoda for us here in Elul is for us to try to summon the depths of our inner being, of our inner soul, so it should rise to the level of a shira. But if not, at least to have our expression to Hashem, at least as a zemer. I wish you all a meaningful day and a meaningful journey in the month of Elul.